Man is being held in the Stark County Jail waiting extradition to Florida. 42-year-old Floyd Jones was wanted by the Miami-Dade County Sheriff's Office on a murder charge. He was arrested Wednesday night after a brief standoff at a home in the 1200 block of Tuscarawas Street East in Canton. He also had a warrant from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office for a weapons offense. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force and Canton Police also arrested 52-year-old Angela Parr of the home on an outstanding warrant for assault. The Highway Patrol investigating a Wednesday evening fatal crash in Tuscarawas Township. 82-year-old Larry Durbin of Brewster was pronounced dead at Altman Hospital shortly after the crash on Route 241 at Route 93. Patrol says Durbin's motorcycle was southbound on 241 when it went off the right side of the road, struck a ditch, and overturned onto him. He was not wearing a helmet. Arraignment scheduled today in Canton Municipal Court for a woman accused of allowing her dog to attack a man. Charged with dangerous or vicious animals is 42-year-old Moshelite Jewell of Canton. She was arrested on the warrant Monday and booked at the Stark County Jail. The alleged incident occurred at Jewell's Kaiser Avenue Northeast home in May 2024. Court records state a 59-year-old Canton man suffered visible injuries after Jewell's dog got loose and bit him. Canton woman is jailed on charges she assaulted a woman and her 5-year-old daughter. 26-year-old Courtney Cunningham arrested Tuesday after being picked up on warrants charging her with assault and endangering children. She's scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. The alleged incident occurred Monday. According to court records, Cunningham struck the woman in the face during an argument, causing visible injury, and allegedly hit the victim's daughter and pushed her to the ground. The assault reportedly occurred in the presence of the victim's other children. Constitutionality of a North Canton ordinance will be studied by the Ohio Supreme Court. The 5th District Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the city in February. The case concerns CF Homes, which owns an apartment building on North Main Street. Council passed the ordinance, which requires landlords register rental properties with 8 or fewer units as of January 2023. It was later extended to all rental properties. Landlords must have properties inspected by the city to ensure compliance. CF Homes refused to allow an inspection of property without a warrant. The city obtained one in July 2023. CF argued the inspections violated constitutional provisions against searches without probable cause. A Stark County judge in June 2024 ruled the rental ordinance is not unconstitutionally vague or overly broad. Undeclared allergens have led to a recall of ice cream products by Turkey Foot Creek Creamery. There have been no reports of illness, however, individuals exhibiting signs or symptoms of an allergic reaction after eating Turkey Foot Creek Creamery ice cream involved in the recall should contact a physician. Anyone who's purchased the product should return it to the place of purchase to receive a refund. The recall involves pints of flavors including Avalanche, chocolate peanut butter, chocolate strawberry, chocolate brownie bites, cookies and cream, cookie dough, cacao, and mocha. The affected product was distributed to stores in Canton, Cleveland, West Unity, and Arlington. Lexington Township trustees say work has begun to repair a sinkhole that forced the closure of a road last September. The township and City of Alliance teaming up to install a temporary concrete bridge and series of small culverts on Price Street near the Deer Creek Reservoir. Completion expected by the end of the summer. The Army Corps of Engineers says permits are not necessary as long as repairs are above the waterline. Residents expressed concerns Tuesday emergency vehicles would be unable to access their home in the event of a train blocking the tracks at Route 183. Repairs were held up due to multiple jurisdictions being involved. Salem City Council will discuss a resolution that would allow a marijuana dispensary in the city. Legislation was referred to a committee Tuesday. Businessman Michael Dombrowski spoke in support of a dispensary, citing its potential economic benefits. Council approved a 12-month moratorium on dispensaries that took effect in January 2024. It was later extended indefinitely. The moratorium was initially aimed at giving state and local officials time to develop regulations for the production and sale of recreational marijuana. A Mahoning County judge has issued punishment to a man found guilty of assaulting a Boardman police officer. Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney sentenced 28-year-old Damian Cessna of Austin Town to 4 years in prison. Jury convicted him last month of felonious assault. Cessna found guilty in September of aggravated menacing and obstructing official business. The jury was unable to agree on the felonious assault charge. Sweeney declared a mistrial. Cessna charged in July 2021. After police saw him riding a bicycle on South Avenue While carrying a baseball bat, police shot him after he pulled a knife on officers and refused orders to drop it. More charges possible against two men arrested in Youngstown Monday night. According to WKBN-TV, police chasing a speeding car called off the pursuit. A Highway Patrol helicopter continued following the vehicle, which pulled into a business garage on Andrews Avenue. A pastor gave police permission to enter the garage, where they reportedly found a large quantity of marijuana in two vehicles and another covered with bullet holes and containing two guns.